Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakit Peeris. Start the day on a sad note because we bid goodbye to one of the greatest umpires in world cricket, Harold Dickie Bird. Well, he passed away yesterday at the age of 92. He did represent Yorkshire. He played for Barnsley in Yorkshire and became one of the greatest and respected umpires of all time. Dickie Bird and David Shepherd were a pair that entire cricketing world admired as umpires because they were so very fair and they played it nice and clean. And one reckons, I just read a wonderful report in a tabloid in which they said, we wish that some of the umpires in today's cricketing world can just emulate the Shepherds and the Birds. Fantastic article. You should read that. Goodbye, Dickie Bird, sir. It's been a great pleasure even to know you out in the middle. As a journalist, I never had the opportunity of saying hello to Dickie Bird, but his memories will linger in my heart in the many years to come. Thank you for the memories, sir. Right, let's just move into the Asia Cup 2025, the 17th edition. We don't need a rocket scientist to tell us that Sri Lanka is out of the competition. Well, they will be just playing a dead rubber tomorrow against India, and we all know what results that one could expect in that game. India have sealed a spot in the finals when they comprehensively beat Bangladesh by 41 runs yesterday, despite the fact that Bangladesh came back strongly to restrict the Indians to 168 runs for the loss of 8 wickets. None of the Bangladeshi batters could in fact muster the triple spin attack of the great Indian bowling side, and Bangladesh were bowled out for 127, massive loss, 41 runs. But today's game between Bangladesh and Pakistan will decide who will join the mighty Indians as they are tagged in world cricket today. The winner will go through to the Asia 2025 finals scheduled for Sunday. As far as Sri Lanka is concerned, get back to the drawing board is what the experts say. They still can't figure out as to why Vellalage was played against Bangladesh after having such an emotional mindset. And people are even surprised why Shamika Karunaratne played against Pakistan in that vital game. What are the selectors on tour doing is a big question. Don't we have an extra bowler to join the three-man bowling attack? Because right now, lots feel that it's only Mahesh Tikshana, Vanindu Hasaranga and Dushmanta Chamira who are really bowling well, because even Nuwan Tushara is being dealt with severely, especially in the back end of his overs. Right, Sri Lanka is preparing for the Women's World Cup 2025. Take this opportunity of welcoming Team Pakistan, who are here in our country to play in the World Cup. And rightly so. So Pakistan will be seen in pursuit alongside Sri Lanka as well at the R. Premadasa International Cricket Stadium. It looks a wonderful picture. Just go down there and see how well it looks, all dressed and ready for the World Cup. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Peeris this morning. Stay tuned. We'll just play you a record for your listening pleasure. Basically a dedication, I reckon, to Dickie Bird.